This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And I can't hear myself. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, there we go. Thank you.
Yeah, now we can hear.
Should push the right button. It's like, I know we're on the air. I know we're talking. I have faith. So Dennis and I are here live to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns on this lovely, rainy April morning. So get online early because we were off for a couple of weeks as I was in the free state of Florida getting some work done on a property down there. And nothing goes fast down there in Florida. But it got done. Seafood's better than up here, but that's just the whole other thing. So we're back. We're here to help you out. Feel free to get online. We're also on the old Facebook page here. If you go to WTIC's Facebook, you can go join the conversation that way if you wish. And also, you know, the Odyssey app is a great way to listen to the show. So not only can you listen to us on, you know, 1080, which is the old-fashioned 50,000-watt flamethrower AM radio station, you can listen to us on 96.5 HD2. Which, you know, does sound an amazing, it's an amazing way to listen to the show.
Yeah, it is.
And then the Odyssey app, of course, is the best way, right? Because you can listen from anywhere, anytime. So keep that in mind. So as usual and customary, we have technology news. And this one cracked me up. I just can't believe it's true. But it is. And I'm going to give it to you. So here's the story. And anytime you start off a headline like this, you know we're in trouble. U.S. lawmakers, introduce a bill. And what are they going to do? Oh, they're going to save us all to prevent AI-controlled nuclear launches. Ah, thank you, guys and gals. So they're going to – Ed Markey is one of the guys up there in Massachusetts. Okay. He's got a new bill called the Block Nuclear Launch by Autonomous Artificial Intelligence Act. Thanks, guys. So they've saved us, Markey says. He's aiming to protect future generations from the potentially devastating consequences. There's a bunch of ding-a-ling senators here that have signed on to this thing. And the reason this is funny, right? Of course it's funny, right? The reason this is funny is we're literally like 2 minutes away in the doomsday clock right now from annihilating ourselves.
Theoretically, yes.
Right. And these guys think that AI is going to listen to them? Oh, wait a minute. Markey put a bill in. I am not allowed to launch. I will follow his laws. I'm sorry, buddy. It's artificial intelligence. These guys don't even know how to power up their own computers, for crying out loud. They think they're going to stop artificial intelligence with this bill. These are the same people who probably have been in this job for my entire lifetime, right? Most of them just, we keep voting these ding dongs in, who can't regulate banks, right? Every 10 years, the banks blow up. We're a capitalist society and we can't figure out how to regulate a bank and not blow up our own capitalist society. These guys are involved in that, yet they think they're going to stop AI from blowing us all up with this bill.
Right.
Do you feel safer,
that's
Dennis?
That's going to help.
Yeah. Do you feel safer?
Well, I mean, not only is the bill stupid, it doesn't even have a good acronym.
Well, right. It sounds like something a computer would come up.
Right.
Quote, as we live in an increasingly digital age, we need to ensure that humans hold the power alone to command and control and launch nuclear weapons, and not robots.
And that's supposed to give me confidence?
Right.
So we're going to keep AI from controlling the nukes, but we're going to make sure that the people do because you can trust them.
Exactly.
Right?
Again, 2 or 3 minutes from doomsday. So, I mean, I don't know what these people are smoking. They do not – half of them don't follow their own laws that they write. And they think artificial intelligence – just understand this, guys. Artificial intelligence is going to say, Marky wrote a bill. I will not blow you up. I'm sorry. It's artificial intelligence. It's smarter than you.
Well, yeah, and – I don't even want to get into how you define normal routine computing versus AI.
Right.
I don't think there is a
Would you want these guys to try to define it? They're the ones that try to come up with net neutrality, for crying out loud. They don't even understand how the internet works.
No.
So, I again, it's cracked me up. And this guy, you know, I feel proud. I saved future generations. Are you nuts? You have done nothing, as usual. And We'll put this article up there, and you can, you know, read it and feel safer, I guess.
Maybe.
Again, these guys, just put it aside. They regulate our banks. How's that going for us?
It's not.
My entire life, from the SNL scandals to you name it, to the Great Recession, to Silicon Valley Bank, to these are the same guys regulating our banking system, and they're going to save us from AI? I don't think so.
No. No way.
So, and frankly, the more I thought about this article, maybe we want the robots to be in control of that. Maybe they'll be like, these humans aren't so bad. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe Skynet is better than the Senate.
I know. We've seen all the movies, but it's a movie. Exactly. I think the Skynet might be better than the Senate. So we'll put the link up. I couldn't believe it. And this guy's so proud of his little bill. Mm. So, you can read it for yourself and feel better, I guess. I mean, feel as safe as you would feel as when they told us all to get under they told our generation before me to get under your desks if a nuclear bomb comes up. I mean, that was what they're telling you. You'll feel safe, kids. Just hide under your desks. In other news.
Well, this is a story that Wired just released yesterday.
Yes.
You remember the SolarWinds breach where the Russians managed to basically commandeer SolarWinds Orion package.
Right, and that package
software
is an RMM tool. It's a management tool.
And it was used in a lot of, you know, major corporations, government agencies all over the world. Big deal. That was a major problem.
As they marketed, they made sure they told everybody that, you know, we are using all the military important.
They had a list of all the different agencies and companies that are using it. Right. You know, this is great stuff, people.
And Kim Jong-un is like, let's take a look at that.
Well, that story broke in November of 2020.
Yes.
But it turns out that among other people that already knew about it before then, 6 months before, was the Department of Justice.
Oh, really?
Because
so they're aware of it.
Because they had bought a trial version of the Orion software package. They had it running on one of their computers because they're checking it out.
Sure.
Well, it started pinging, you know, a strange computer somewhere else on the internet.
Yeah.
Now, they picked up on this. They figured out that it wasn't quite right. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be happening.
Right.
What are we going to do? They asked a company called Mandiant, which is a security forensics company, to check it out. And Mandiant looked at it, and they couldn't really figure out what the deal was.
Yeah.
They consulted with both SolarWinds and Microsoft.
Yeah, there's something fishy going on here, guys.
To figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
So you've got all of these companies and the DOJ that have this computer running on their network. They know that it's doing something that it should not be doing.
Something weird. Something odd.
They're fully aware of this.
Yes.
They investigated it.
Yeah.
And then they just stopped talking about it. And then bought the software and started using it, deploying it for real.
Amazing.
And then they got compromised. With, you know, all those other companies and agencies that got nailed, right, including Mandiant, because Mandiant was using it for themselves, too.
Wow.
And they are the ones who then, in November, figured out what was going on.
If only there was a law that a senator would put together that said, you can't do that kind of stuff to us, then we'd be safe. Right? Oh, my gosh, Dennis. So you had all these high-power companies, including the DOJ, something funky is going on.
They absolutely knew that it was doing something that it should not be doing.
And they bought the software anyways.
Yep.
That you can't make up, guys.
No.
And we'll put the link up there for you. And you can read that story and cry like the rest of us. We cry softly as we sit here watching the rain. Go ahead. What else you got, Dennis?
Well, I've got a story from Engadget about what's going on with the world of Chromebooks.
Ah, Chromebooks, yes.
You know, it turns out to be kind of a scandal with schools, but I do know there were a lot of companies that were buying them, too.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the pandemic, you get these things out so that people can work remote or go to school remote.
They seem cheap enough.
They were inexpensive.
Right.
They're relatively secure, a little bit more secure than a Windows or Mac computer because right, they're only running a browser.
Right. Browser operating system.
Right.
Yeah.
So the kinds of exploits that can hit them
are
just much more limited.
Right.
It has a smaller computing footprint.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there are ways that they could manage them too,
mm-hmm,
remotely.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that because of planned obsolescence.
Forced obsolescence.
Yeah. The headline in this article is Chromebooks, short lifespans are creating piles of electronic waste.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the problem is it really comes down to the fact that Google, that makes the software for these things,
right,
decides that at a certain date after the thing is made, that they're not going to continue to support it and
right,
it won't get any further updates. There are certain things that probably will even stop working on them altogether.
Right.
And we've even had, you know, callers calling in, you know, what can I do with my Chromebook now that it won't update?
Yeah, very little.
And well, we had to find some tools that would allow you to re-image it with a different version of the browser / operating system,
right,
that would
but
get
you have
updated.
To be able you have to be a little technical for that.
That's almost computer science, yeah, to do that. So it's not something everybody's going to do. But anyway, these things are just filling up at landfills or recycling centers,
right,
and there's no need for it.
No, literally. And remember, Google None. Started out by saying they would do no evil, but then they took that out of there. Remember they had their line and said they'll do no evil?
Right. I mean, yeah. Okay, not. Guys.
I mean, it's so simple, right? I mean, why would you make a machine that would do that? I mean, Microsoft's guilty of it too. They, you know, when Windows 10 came out, they would say, you can't run in this flavor of Intel processor. You know, they would actually have a little test that ran and then say, you do work. And then they let you upgrade. And then, I don't know, months later, they would break it because they're, maybe we can't make it work. It really should be. Now, again, here you go, Marky. Why don't you come up with a law? I mean, if you want to start regulating IT in some way, or technology in some way, let's see if you can even regulate this.
What? Let's outlaw planned obsolescence.
Yeah.
You sell a computer, you got to support it.
For X. There has to be
right,
an X number,
sure,
of years.
There's got to be a break point.
Yeah, but these are very short break points.
Oh, yeah. Like 2 or 3 years, if that.
Right. And that's something that, you know, he could probably understand, and he probably could write a law with, you know, maybe like a few sentences that an eighth grader would understand. You can't have a machine go out and not work just purely because you wanted it to. You deemed it unworthy.
Right.
It's ridiculous, and we can't afford this, and it is a lot of waste that's being thrown in the garbage, or hopefully being recycled, but who knows. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We are live. And we're going to do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We have 2 or 3 lines open. Feel free to get on, and we'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We are live. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. No matter where you are on the planet. And if you happen to be AI, we'll take your call first.
Sure.
That's coming. Wouldn't that be funny? Because we had Alexa on a long time ago.
Yeah.
And she was helping us out with some questions. And wouldn't it be great to finally have like a chat GPT AI discussion at some point with them? Actually, I would like to put Bing and chat together and have them both try to solve an equation that just blows them both up. Right? Isn't that how Captain Kirk always beats the computer?
Oh,
just
yes.
Have them solve go ahead and figure out pi to the end, the bazillionth digit, and call the end. All right, let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Bob in Hebron and see what we can do for Bob. What's going on, Bob?
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Thanks.
To the land of malfunctioning computers and rain on the weekend.
Yeah, that's where we are.
The first one I wanted to ask you is about, I can't seem to get to your archive links. I'm having a problem with that. If I go to Computer Talk with Tab, and then I go to the bottom, there's an archive links. And if I click on that, all I get is, it says archive links. Here are the links from the previous shows.
Yep.
But it's just a big white screen after that, except with a home button. Click here to return to home. So I'm not seeing the links.
Yeah, we may not have continued that practice, and our webmistress may not have taken that link out.
Yeah.
Because what happens is the links get a little stale, right? They start to break. And so,
well, and they get outdated. I mean, we might post a link to software, and either, you know, either it becomes obsolete, or maybe there's a different version, or it gets acquired, and we send you to the wrong place. We can't really do that.
Right. And so it's our fault to not, we didn't clean up our website to take away that ability. So I'll talk to our webmistress tomorrow. Well, Monday, I should say.
Sorry about that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep.
And the other, let's see. The next thing is there any way that I can get Wi-Fi on a desktop?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
It's one of the easiest things you can do. If you don't feel like opening up the box and putting in an add-on card, which you can find, you can get Wi-Fi add-on cards. You can also use a USB stick that is a Wi-Fi dongle. And you can just buy them, you know, in a million places.
Yeah.
Staples. I think even Walmart might sell them, but you can get them from Amazon, Newegg, all those outfits.
$25,
$30. Yeah, give or take.
Okay, cool. And, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, most of them no longer even require any special drivers. You just put it in, and it will detect it, and you just wait, I don't know, 30 seconds, and then it'll tell you it's ready to use the device. That's it.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. Okay, the main question I had was about getting Wi-Fi. It's about phone service, I just caught the tail end of, I think you were explaining it on one of your earlier shows, about. I guess I have, I now have emulated POTS.
Yep.
And so last fall I got fiber.
Nice.
Internet. Yeah, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I got fiber internet from Frontier.
Okay.
And I kept my landline. And so they rigged it up so that it feeds back into my house.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes over the internet, and then it feeds into the copper wiring into my house.
Okay.
But I still have to pay. It's not terrible, but I still have to pay it. And they tell me that, like, I have three boxes now, and the battery can die eventually in one of them, and then I lose it and all that jazz.
Yeah.
So is there a way? Here's the basic question. Is there a way for me to have phone service from somebody like Uvu and still have it feed through into the copper wire of my house?
All
the
right.
Same way it is.
We're going to put you on hold, Bob, coming against the bottom of the hour, and we'll answer that question.
Okay, terrific. Thank you very much.
You got it. We'll put Bob on hold and get back to your calls after this break. Larry and Pam, hang on. This is Computer Talk. One line open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, but Ed Markey out there saved us from nuclear Armageddon from AI. This bill. Oh, man. I breathe a sigh of relief. I really do. I'm so glad these folks are on duty, as it would be, as we could say. some kind of duty. Let's go to Bob and...
Wait a minute. We had a caller already.
I know. Oh. I'm going back to him.
Okay.
Don't worry. I know how to work here. I know how this job goes, Dennis. I'm going to go to Bob, back to Bob and Hebron. So you're trying to figure out how to get your use your fiber, but not pay for that emulated POTS line and those expensive prices, right?
Yeah, and still feed it through my house like they're doing right now.
Right. So, I mean, we recommend UMA, right? Voice over IP, where you can still feed it through your house. You just have to get these handsets that can handle or understand how that works. And you can do that using an UMA box, an UMA phone, if you really want to keep doing that.
Yeah, UMA does sell a box that will convert their VoIP service to, analog phone.
Right.
And then you would be able to use that same wiring inside your house. I don't know if Uvu makes a box like that. You might have to get a third-party adapter,
right?
That would perform the same function, but it would be a voice to analog or VoIP to analog phone adapter.
And again, you got to ask yourself.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think we've said this a bazillion times. Why do we need these lines anymore? You really don't. You have a cell phone, I assume.
Yes.
So yes. If you could always get a Google Voice account and forward your old number to that, quote unquote, I think it's still free. And if people call you, it can ring your cell if you want, using the Google Voice. Then you just tell Google Voice to forward all calls from that number to your cell number. And now you don't need to have to do all this Rube Goldberg to get an old phone line to work. You know?
Yeah. I like getting all the junk calls to the home phone as opposed to getting them on my cell phone anyway. So I wouldn't go that route. And you're right. I mean, I don't even know why I still hang on to the landline, but I'm stuck in my rut on that one. I just wanted to know if I had an option before I completely cut it off. So yeah. Now this UMA box.
Yeah.
Where would that fit in the connections as far as the my computer, and then does the computer always, does the computer have to be on to be getting phone calls that way?
Okay. No, this device would operate independently of a computer. It would have a connection to your router to get to the internet on that side.
Right.
And then on the other side, there will be anywhere between 1 and 4, 110 plugs for phone service. And you just would have to configure it, once you've gotten it.
Yeah, it works. I mean, my wife made us do it that was my only way to get rid of that phone line is to do UMA so that she would feel comfortable with it. And all it was, we were getting people calling us, making appointments for things, and we weren't getting the appointments, right? So, because no one was listening to the voicemail because we had our cell phones. So, if you really, really want it, that's the way to go. I think what happens here in Connecticut and a lot of places is we just think we need it for some reason. And it's like somebody thought it was like, somebody brought it up. Oh, I want to use it for an emergencies, Well, who are you going to call? If there's an emergency, think about the big snowstorm that brought everything down. The cell phones are coming down. The internet power's out for a week. We really forgot how to, be a civilized society and run the basics of our lives. At this point now, about 10 years later since that happened, there's less and less of those phone lines being used. Who are you going to call? Right? The police stations are going to this. The fire, they're all going to be over a VIP. So just because you have a copper line, I don't think it helps you a whole lot anymore.
Yeah, I'm 99% convinced. And so thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I'll look into the UMA box.
Definitely.
And I'll look forward to giving you guys another call in about a week or two when I'm scratching my head.
All right. I'd love to talk with you, Bob.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, because UMA, the great thing about UMA, if it's still offering the deal, is basically it's free. You're just paying for the taxes that are all on your old copper lines. It's like $6 a month or something like that. Let's go on to Larry in Middlefield next. How's it going, Larry?
Good morning, all.
Morning.
Larry in Middlefield.
That's what I said.
I'm not tooting my horn or nothing.
Uh-huh.
I have 2 Chromebooks.
Yep.
I have an HP that's going on 10 years old or whatever. And warranty support is expired.
Right.
But I still get updates on it.
Okay, well, that's all right.
That's unusual. Are you sure? What kind of updates are you getting?
I think he might be talking about the hardware warranty as opposed to the updates that are coming in.
On the operating system. The operating system's not being updated if it's 10 years old.
10 years old, no.
So Larry, I mean, you're...
I'm not sure. I'd have to look the next time it does an update.
Yeah.
But it's on right now. It still works. I'm using enough the Wi-Fi in the house here. And I'm on a third battery, and also it's plugged in. And then I have a newer Chromebook.
Yep.
Lenovo or whatever you call it.
Lenovo.
Yeah. The other one's an HP. So the moral of the story is I wouldn't poo-poo the Chromebooks if you take care of them.
No, we're not, Larry. So here's the thing, though. And we're happy for you that you're running your Chromebook for 10 years. However, we are fairly certain its operating system is not being updated.
No.
So you're running this, you're running it, but it's not protected with all the security updates that should be out there that you have not gotten for half a decade. So the it's not a matter. Yeah.
I'm not sure on that with the updates.
No, I know. We're pretty certain you're not.
Yeah.
I used to bet my third kid, but he's going to graduate from UConn next Sunday, so I can't bet him anymore. But you're not getting updates, which makes you vulnerable, and that's not fair. So imagine if you were driving a 10-year-old car and the lug nuts only had a 5-year warrant, only would be, stay on the wheels for 5 years, and after 5 years, they could spin off at any moment. That's how you're using your Chromebook. You're not protected.
Earlier in the show, you mentioned. Earlier in the show that Google Chrome browser is safer.
It is, but you need the updates, though.
Right. It needs to continue to be updated.
And what they're doing to us, you and I and everyone who's running a Chromebook, is they're not updating the older Chromebooks, forcing you to either drive with lug nuts that could spin off or throw the machine away and get a current one. Now, for me, I want you to have an up-to-date protected machine so that you're not vulnerable to all sorts of things that happen, even though they are less vulnerable than Windows. But
Well, the other one is only about a year old or so.
There you go. That one's current.
And I take that one when I travel.
Good.
And the old one is here.
Yeah, Yeah, I hear you, Larry. You've done a good job taking care of it.
I take care of everything. Hi.
Well, that's good. That should be commended.
Yeah.
Now when I said that, the thing will probably blow up. It'll go up in smoke.
It's not that. We're worried about you using that old machine for something important and having a vulnerability get exploited, and purely because Google doesn't want to update it, even though it's a perfectly good machine. That's the problem.
Right.
All right, Larry.
Anyways, I did do the update last time I talked to you a few weeks back with a Windows 11 update on one of my other computers. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I went ahead and did it anyways for my software.
Yeah.
For the radio, and it didn't seem to bother it.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, very cool.
That's right. You're the ham radio guy, right?
Yeah, I'm the hammer.
I love it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so you're the guy that's going to be communicating when all the voice over IP and copper lines go down. You're still going
to
be communicating.
I was just about to say, that's your communication alternative in a disaster.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the only problem is that the guy's out in California, and I asked him to come over and help. He says, well, we can't fly now. The airlines are down.
That's true. Yeah, the airlines don't know how to... it's a mess. Everything's a mess, Larry.
It sure is. All right. Well, good talking to you guys.
You too.
I'm looking at November. Whoops. I almost threw out my call sign. This is Larry. Bye.
It's all right, Larry. We appreciate you checking in. Have a good one. All right. Let's move on to Pam in Manchester next. What's happening, Pam?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Question for you. I have a Samsung S22 Ultra cell phone, and I also have a Dell Latitude 5590, and I'm looking to find out what the best antivirus program is for them.
Okay. On the Dell, you're just going to want to use Windows Explorer. I assume you have Windows 10 on there, or 11. Either one will be fine.
Okay.
And you want to stick with Windows Defender. It's built into Windows, and it will be on as long as you don't have another antivirus installed.
Yep.
As for the phone, I think we've been recommending ESET.
Yep.
For Android phones. And that's a
ESET.
ESET.
Okay.
We're gonna post a link to that so that you can find it and get that installed on your phone.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thanks, Pam.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, we'll step out for a quick break. A couple lines open for you guys, 860-522-9842. Don't forget, I mean, the great thing about radio is that we can get to you multiple ways, you know? And when we started this whole thing 30 years ago, believe it or not, 1080 was the only option, right? Now you can do 96.5 HD2. Sounds awesome. It's amazing. You know, Morgan sounds like a monster voice out there on 96.5 HD2. You can also listen to us on the Odyssey app itself. That's streaming. You can do that from anywhere, right? So you don't have to worry about any kind of issues with technology other than, you know, if 1080 forgets to turn the Odyssey app on. Or, I mean, I heard Todd had an issue with that after the Red Sox game. But it works normally pretty well. So check out the Odyssey app. And, of course, you can follow us on our podcast by subscribing to our podcast through that app. We'll be right back.
Dennis.
So getting back in the swing of things. And you guys are nice enough to join us. All the lines are all jammed up, so we do appreciate it.
Way that. Cool.
Gives us something to do. Let's go to Sandy in Southington next. What's happening here, Sandy? What can we do for you?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. I have a question. I'm not very computer literate, and we have an older desktop that we're going to eventually update, but right now we use our iPads and our phones. But we have a lot of movie films, some on cartridges, some on, most of them are, you know, are film.
Yeah.
Not on reels, but, you know, those kinds of things. And we've researched how, to, you know, like to either put them on a disc or a USB. And I don't want to know if you folks have any idea what would be. I'm looking long term, you know. You know, I don't even know if my children want these from me.
Yeah.
But I hate to ditch them.
Right.
So I don't know what your recommendations would be. Or, you know, do I need to ask for a certain, the company that I send them to? Do I send ask for a specific USB or a certain size one? I don't know too much about it.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So in the if you had asked me this question a couple of years ago, I would have said Blu-ray DVD. But even Blu-ray DVD players are getting less and less. And so I'm angling toward now some sort of USB, which eventually will be going away to USB-C of some kind. Who knows when that'll happen. So then you'll have to migrate it at that point. My feeling would be a USB stick of some kind. Now, as far as the size, it really depends on who you're using to translate the old films into video for you. And they probably would recommend a stick or two of size based on what you submit to them.
Yeah, they'll pick a size that's available and that will hold what you're doing.
Right.
And they might break it up into two.
Yeah.
Or even three, depending on the amount of footage that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll just give you something that'll work.
And the resolution you choose. Okay. Right. So your film can pretty much be as super high res. The other stuff, who knows what you shot it in, the resolution may be what it is, so.
Yeah, it's just, you know, my husband said either get something done with this or throw them out. So I got to get moving on this. So
your husband
that
is saying
harsh.
That? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If anything stays still in for 10 days in the same spot, well, then you know what? You don't really need it, so it's got to go. So it gets a little dicey. So
wow.
I'm working. I need to work on this project. So I appreciate all you do. I enjoy listening to your show. I've learned a great deal, and I appreciate it.
Our pleasure, Sandy. Have you checked out Legacy Box?
No, I haven't checked out that.
Yeah, Legacy Box is a company that specializes in what you're trying to do so that you can just have them do it if you trust. You know, just you have faith.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to definitely have somebody do it. Far from me doing it. So that's great. Is that a company that's like a national company or is it a local company?
I think it's national.
Yeah, they
okay,
are.
Okay, I'll check that out today. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Sandy.
Thank you. All right. A good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. It's interesting. My wife's that way.
If something sits around too long, she wants it out.
Yeah, it's rarely the guys that care.
True.
Interesting. Interesting. Ah, true. Whatever works. Whatever gets you through. Whatever. Who am I to say how to make a successful marriage? Let's go to Rich in Florida. What's going on, Rich?
Good morning, gentlemen. Morning. I've spoken to you many times in the past while I was still up in Connecticut. This is the first since down here. I have a couple of questions, if you don't mind. It's regarding setting up some access points within my home here.
Okay.
And I've installed a new access point closer to a specific client device that is fixed position. Specifically, it's a generator. And what I wanted to do was improve its connection to its connection with the Wi-Fi to it.
Yeah.
So in establishing the new access point, which has been fine, and it's producing its bandwidth and so forth. However, the generator wants to connect to the original access point, which is much farther away.
Yeah.
Is there a way in which I can force that the client to connect to my new access point? I have disconnected the original one. I have a total of three within the house itself, obviously beyond the router as well.
Yeah.
But I had disconnected that one, the original AP, and sure, the generator wants to connect to the new one. But then if I reconnect the original AP, then the generator wants to pop over to that one again, even though the signal strength is less to that one as I check it through, speed tests and so forth.
I'm wondering if you might need, I'm not sure what kind of controls you have on the generator's Wi-Fi in the first place, but I'm going to suggest a couple of ways to go, and you'll have to find out how to do them. One of them would be to have it forget your entire network. Just forget it. Forget that network name. Just get it out. And then have it reconnect.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
The other thing might be to do a networking reset on that.
Right.
Sometimes on printers, you'll see an option to reset networking.
Yep.
And I wonder if the generator might have some kind of a feature like that that you can invoke and just start over, essentially what I'm suggesting.
The other thing too, Rich, that you're clearly not using a mesh network. You're using access points that have disparate SSIDs. So,
That's part of another question coming up. But yes, correct.
If you could go to a mesh style network where the generator simply chooses the gigahertz speed that it wants to connect to, whether it be a 2.4 megahertz and 5 megahertz, that would be the way to go based on its Wi-Fi preference. And most likely it's going to be the 2.4 that it wants to connect to. So if you go out and invest in a mesh style network, you're just going to have one SSID and it hopefully will pick, you'll tell it to pick that SSID and you won't have this problem at all.
Now with that though, if I'm going that mesh, that means it's a whole lot of new hardware, correct?
Well, that's what keeps the NASDAQ going up.
You cynical little piece of, but anyway, let's put it this way. I would prefer not to go down that road because that's expensive, obviously. And we just already have three APs now in place.
Yep, no problem. But just so folks understand, though, so you have all, you have all these disparate SSIDs broadcasting, and your devices are saying, I like that one. I like that one. I would like to go to that one. And to Dennis's point.
However, if I can interrupt, though, I am keeping the same SSID on all of them.
Yeah, but you already know it's not going. That's just a naming convention.
Yeah.
You happen to call it the same thing, but the devices are clearly picking the access points they want to go to because they are disparate.
Each one is acting as its own distinct SSID, even though they have the same name. Right.
In a mesh network, what happens is, imagine let's say you're in a school and you're going to go from one end of the school to the other. The access point is going to say, okay, I see Rich's phone and it's connected to my SSID. And as you move through the bubble of the broadcast, the next SSID, next access point is broadcasting the same SSID together. They're working together and say, oh, I see Rich's phone coming here. I'm going to hand off Rich to you. And so the access points work together and the phone continues to communicate seamlessly. What you're doing is you're asking the phone to say, hey, phone, sniff out whatever you want that's best. I'll call them the same for you just to confuse you. But go ahead and pick an access point you think is best. And it's kind of how it all worked before mesh existed, before the access points worked together. So I agree with you. You don't have to change. You have to buy the new. I just want to make sure you knew about it. And Dennis's approach of telling the generator to forget the old SSID might work. And you have to turn the old one off when you so that you tell it.
Correct. You want to have all of them off when you fire up the one you want generator to pick the one you want. Yeah.
Now you do understand when you have lost power, this is all doesn't work anymore, right?
However, at least I can still have my lights, my refrigerator.
Everything will work in the interior of your network. Yeah,
right, yeah. Right. Yeah, I get that. I realize that. yeah, exactly. What do you mean? I still can't connect to the internet, and the cable isn't going to work. What do you mean?
Oh my gosh! You wouldn't believe the calls we get. My internet's down. Well, your modem's down. Is it power's out?
No, I get it. I get it. Imagine, I have another question, but just a side note, I imagine the types of phone calls that you're getting now in today's day and age, in 2023, if you will, must be vastly different than what you were getting in 2017, 2018, right?
Oh, they are. They're insane. The questions we get. We had a call. One of our clients had a user call after hours at 3 a.m. We have on call. Our guys are on call 24/7. They got a call. Answer the call. She couldn't get to the internet, and the guy's like, "Did you reboot?" And that's all she had to do to solve her problem at 3 a.m. Just right. I mean, we get calls of the silliest stuff, and you think by now people would realize, let's do some basic troubleshooting first. Like, you know, when your toaster doesn't work, you know, you dump it upside down and knock all the crumbs out, and then you put it back in. Oh, okay, now I can put my toast down. But no, you don't call the toaster support and say, oh, my toaster doesn't work. And the guy says, well, turn it upside down and knock all the crumbs out. I mean, you kind of know this stuff. By this time, at some point, for crying out loud, we should know some basics about how to troubleshoot this stuff, but it just doesn't seem to sink in.
No.
And that's, we were going to go to a hard break, but that's why that law where we tell AI not to blow us up is so stupid. Right? I mean, it's literally idiocracy on steroids. So, Rich, hang on one sec. We'll take your question after the top of the hour.
I'll be here.
All right. And we'll see what we can do to help you. All right. And so stick around, Ed and Jim, and we got two lines open for you. 860-522-WTIC is the number, and we will do our best to help you with your AI problems, prevent it from blowing up the planet and all that. We are posting everything over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com, and of course, Mike G is posting everything to our Twitter account, and it'll get to you, I can tell you that. He's also posting it on Facebook, and if Zuckerberg deems it worthy, it may get there as well. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.